the Torah, as it tells us, the miracles that Aaron did in front of Paroi. The Pasuk says, V'yashlach Aaron es matei lufnei Paroi. Aaron threw his stick in front of Paroi, lufnei avadav, in front of Paroi's servants, v'hi l'san, and it became a snake. The Medrash says, Alama amalei neishal tana. What was the purpose, says the Medrash, of this miracle? Lefisha Paro nidmal tanan. Paroi compared himself to a snake. Shnemer hatanan hagodl harovitz b'soich yorov. Paroi compared himself to a snake, and that's why Moshe and Aaron had to show him, you're not like a snake, you're like a stick. And the Chesh of Sofer tries to explain, what does it mean that Paroi wanted to compare himself to a snake, and that Moshe and Aaron tried to show them that you're not a snake, you're not a snake, you're a stick. So he explains that the difference between somebody being bitten by a snake versus hit by a stick. When a snake bites a person, the bite is very small. It's quite insignificant. It isn't necessarily even painful. But the venom, the poison that snake puts into the body of the individual is very, very dangerous, of course. On the other hand, when somebody is hit by a stick, it could be quite painful, he can make a real injury, but that's only externally. It doesn't affect the internal organ of the body. Says the Chesh Sofer, Paroi's main goal in causing Klal Yisrael to suffer, Paroi realized that what is really going to be important for him to be successful is not to punish, not to hit them, not to hit them physically. That is not going to accomplish his goal. His goal is that he wanted to get them to become people who don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did Paroi do? What Paroi did was, he was a snake. He was only a venom. It was only the venom that he wanted to get into the body of Klal Yisrael, into Klal Yisrael's system. It wasn't that he was trying to get them to be necessarily physically hurt. Aaron, with this event, was trying to prove to Paroi, you think you could be a snake. Your snake is really just a stick. You could try to hurt Klal Yisrael, but you cannot destroy the Amunah B'tochen, the Yerushimayim that exist in Klal Yisrael. For you are no more than just a stick. You can never be a stick. And actually, if we look in all these Sforim that describe what the Golus of Mitzrayim represents and what, on the contrary, Yetzias Mitzrayim represents, it all represents this concept that the Mitzrayim wanted to remove from Klal Yisrael our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Pasuk says that when we were taken out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, V'lakachti eschem li la'am, v'yis lechem l'alakim, v'yedate kani Hashem l'akechem, moitzi eschem v'tachal silvas Mitzrayim. The whole purpose of our leaving Mitzrayim, of the Yeshua, of Klal Yisrael's salvation from Mitzrayim, was all just v'yedatem kani Hashem, where Paroi was working so hard that we should not be v'yedatem as Hashem, that we should be in a place that Klal Yisrael does not know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's the entire goal and that's what we're going to accomplish with you leaving Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael, as they were, if one studies, I saw the Sefer Hamayin HaNitzchi explains, if one studies the entire strategy of Paroi and Paroi's behavior towards Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Tichpet ha'avoydal anoshev yasbu. What Paroi wanted to do is make us totally preoccupied with serving him. Why was his goal in doing so? His goal in doing so was because Klal Yisrael should not have a chance to think. He was so concerned that if they're going to start thinking and start realizing and start remembering the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to start remembering the God of their forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That was just the antithesis of what he was trying to accomplish. And every part of his plan was, how will I make sure that that should not happen? And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he sent Moshe Rabbeinu. And he sent Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu started making, as we discussed a moment ago, his incredible nisim and all the makas that Paroi and the Mitzrim suffered in Mitzrayim. They were there primarily to cause that Klal Yisrael should start thinking, and that Klal Yisrael should start realizing that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, until they ultimately, as we know, the Medrash teaches us, came to Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Medrash says, Rasa Shivcha Layom, Mashla Ra Yecheskel B'Nevuah, that the Shivcha B'Yam was able to see what Yecheskel didn't see in Nevuah. The entire purpose of Klal Yisrael's going out of Mitzrayim, Paroi's goal was that they should forget their Amuna, forget their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Paroi and Moshe Rabbeinu, and as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was trying to show that that was not the case, that we should always remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw that he continues to explain that the pasuk says in Habakkuk, the tzaddik b'emunaso yichya. The Gemara says, Baruch HaGakuk v'midah malachas. Habakkuk came and said that all of the Torah could be summarized with one mitzvah, tzaddik b'emunaso yichya. Somebody who has a munah and a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody who has the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life, is the person that's going to live his life properly. And there's a misunderstanding of that Gemara. The Gemara says that tzaddik the Baruch HaBakuk v'midah malachas, but tzaddik b'menasi yichya, is not to be understood, chas v'shalom, that all we need to have is amunah. Of course, a person is obligated to fulfill all the mitzvahs and not do any of the averus. But the Baal Shem explains that what the Gemara means, what Habakkuk means to teach us, is with tzaddik b'menasi yichya, that a person who has amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that individual is going to be the individual that will ultimately fulfill all the mitzvahs and avoid doing averus. A person who has a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of him knows and realizes what he's supposed to do and what he's not supposed to do. And the Chofetz Chaim takes this one step further. He says, the biggest issue in people not having amunah, he explains, is because they have questions. And people not doing what they're supposed to do is because they have questions. But just like he says, we find by Yosef, with the entire episode when the Shvatim came down to Mitzrayim and they were treated in the way they were treated, and Shimon was imprisoned and Binyam was about to be imprisoned, they didn't understand what was happening here. And then Yosef with two words, Ani Yosef. With those two words, all of the questions were answered. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a person has questions, but a person who lives with Amunah knows that there are no questions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that what he's doing. And maybe we don't see the answer, but if we believe that with Amunah, that we know that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world and knows what he's doing, then all questions are answered. And if all questions are answered, then we go on to do what we're supposed to do. But might one think that achieving Yerushalayim is very difficult? It says in this week's parasha, however, by the Makkah, the pasuk says, "Hayorei Tzvar Hashem," the person who was Yorei Hashem, "Me'avdei Paroi Heinesis Avodov," somebody who was concerned about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just took in all of his servants and all of his animals to avoid that they will not be punished, they will not suffer as they're left outside during that makkah. And the pasuk says that shloisam liboy, those that did not pay attention, the yazov, he left things, his animals outside, and after he left those animals outside, they, and his vadim outside, they perished. So I saw that Rabbi Yerucham, Levavitz, Demira, Mashgiach, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanta explained this pasuk. They explain, on number one, who was the individual that would have not taken in his slaves? This was already the sixth Makkah, the Makkah's word. And at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu had a very good track record. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say, if there's somebody who has food in front of them, and many people are sitting there and they all say the food is perfectly fine, but there's one person that says that this food is poison or unhealthy. So if we do it statistically, everybody here said it's fine. One person said it's not. Shouldn't we follow the majority? We don't, because because when it comes to the question that something may be unhealthy, then we'll be super careful. So explains to Yisrael Salanter, certainly in this circumstance, where Moshe Rabbeinu had shown so many times that his track record was correct, and that when he warned them about something happened, it always happened. So what? And it's not such a big deal to take your things into the house. Who wouldn't have done it? Yet we see that people didn't do it. So says Rabbi Yerucham, what do we see from here? From one hand, we see that it's not hard to be a Yoreh Shemayim. The pasuk calls the Mitzrim Hayorei Dvar Hashem. Mitzrim are not people who we would normally call, give them the title of Yoreh Dvar Hashem. But it's not, they are counted as Yoreh Dvar Hashem just because they heinous Savadov, just because they brought their animals into the home. So it's not hard to be Yoreh Hashem. But it's also not hard, apparently, not to be a Yoreh Hashem, because why would you leave it outside? Because just the answer is, if you want to believe, you believe it. If you don't want to believe, you don't believe. And here, that's what Pari was trying to accomplish, that Klal Yisrael should not believe. And Moshe Rabbeinu's goal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set Moshe Rabbeinu for that purpose, is that we should know, and we should know, and we should believe that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And as the Rambam says, that when in the Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Tes Halacha Beis, that the entire purpose of Mashiach is Shebis Oysim Hayomim, when Mashiach Tzidkenu comes to Sraba Chochma Badas, there will be an abundance of Chochma and Das in the world. Kolacha Jedis Hashem Yisbarach, Kemoshe Kosov, Kimola Oros Das Hashem, Kemayim L'yam Mechasim.